Every brand promises more yield, better returns, proven results. What's different is how Better Yield is the better deal backs it up. Find the results at SyngentaUS.com/betteryield. Always read and follow label instructions.
We got a lot to do with young Judith, so let's just do that.
2 Your Week Gardening with Judy Horsen.
I need you like a garden needs flowers.
You haven't even uttered a word yet. And the board's full.
I'm looking for the young Judith. I don't know where she is.
Judith!
That's an old clapped out one here, but there's no young one around that anyway, never mind. So
we'll channel the young one. Now, all sorts of. Now, just tell us what the goodies are, and then we'll get into these calls
because there's
thousands of them.
Because there's lots of them. Because, yes, well, I thought because of the 90th birthday this week and all the historical thing, what was a book that was around when 2UE first started was the Yates Garden Guide, because it goes back to 1895. So I've got not the 1895 edition, sadly, but one of the recent ones, the most recent one to give away today. Lucky prize, you know, it's 500 pages full of gardening
wisdom. Bit of
nostalgia. Bit of nostalgia as well, so it sort of suits this week. So that's my prize. Every caller goes into the famous pot.
All right.
And I will get you to draw out a winner at the end.
And we'll talk tomatoes and trips and all sorts of things when we've got time, but let's flash through these because lots and lots of people for you. Oh, hang on, before we do that, can't talk to anyone before we do this. All right, now we can. Hello, B.
Hi, happy New Year to you all.
Hello,
you too, B.
Your first one in, so.
Yeah.
Hey.
I put in a miniature pineapple plant last year. And I've got my first pineapple.
Oh, you're such a clever person, aren't you? Wow, that's fantastic.
Because I don't know when to cut it off.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I'd know either. So, especially if it's a miniature one, because you can't really go by the size of it, can you? Because
it's a full size.
Oh, is it? Right. Well, then I think you can just wait until the it goes from that really, they usually start like an almost dense green. They get a lighter green. And they do say that you really know they're ripe when you can pull out one of the tufty bits at the end and it comes out fairly freely.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's probably the way to go. Wait until you can pull out, just give a tug every so often, and when you can pull out one of those leaves at the end easily, then you say, right, I know it's time to pick it. It's fantastic. I reckon you could only do that in beautiful Bondi, B, because, you know, usually they take about 2 years at least. So I'm so impressed, and you're terrifically clever.
To the plant afterwards?
After that, then, of course, it's a bromeliad. Pineapple is a bromeliad, so like the ornamental bromeliads that we grow. Then that part of the plant will die back, but then you get little baby pineapple plants around the side that are called pups, and when they get to about a third the size of what the big plant was, then you can take them off and put them in their own pots and start to do the whole thing all over again, and in 2 years' time you'll be selling cases of pineapple.
Oh!
No, it's very clever and it's wonderful, and congratulations.
That's great. Thank
you. Yay, good on you.
Good job.
Lovely to hear from you, and you're in the pot.
In the pot you go. Hello, Robin.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Robin. Hi. Blueberry.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Can you believe it's the first day of your new...
Well, exactly, my new life, yes.
Your new life.
That's what Robin's referring to, the fact that I am retired. Well, today is actually officially my last day of employment, but I guess, you know, we'd say it was yesterday because it's not a work day, is it? So the end of January. So, yes, my new life, I am a retired lady.
Retiree.
For young Judith, I'm doing very well. Robin, that's
lovely.
You're
looking forward to a lot of nice things, though.
I am going to be doing lots of lovely things, and I'm going to have more time in my own garden, which is the most important thing of all.
Well,
so
as long as you've got some time on 2UE, that's wonderful.
I will definitely have
time. She's not
for
allowed
that.
To go anywhere else.
He's got me.
Thank you, Tim.
Tied here under this desk. Thank you for your lovely wishes, Robin. So, your blueberry.
Yes. Some sort of. I had a net over it to save the birds from eating them. I had a wonderful crop. It's in a pot. Probably stands. I'm probably about the same height as you, and with the bushes and that, it's probably a bit above my waist.
Right. Oh, good size then.
Yes. I've had it for about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun got at it one day and there's not a green leaf left on it.
My goodness me, is it alive?
I think so. I've broken it off down further and it's still green inside the
door. Okay, all right, so there is hope, yes. So can you move it to a spot where it gets a little bit more shade?
Okay, I'll have to.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to.
I've been giving it some sea salt.
Yeah, good idea, yeah.
But I didn't know how far. Can I cut it back? I mean, the leaves are going to drop off anyway.
I wouldn't do anything until you see some new growth.
Oh, okay. Don't cut anything off?
No. And then when you see some new growth, that's the time to cut it back. Because funnily enough, the outer growth that's there, even though it's burnt off, is actually protecting anything lower down. So it mightn't look too good, but it's kind of like got its own little protective coating on the outside now. So I would just leave it. Is it one that loses its leaves every winter?
No.
No? Okay, so it should be evergreen. So hopefully it'll make some new growth fairly soon. Keep doing the seaweed. As soon as you see some new growth, starting with a liquid fertiliser.
Okay.
And then
flower and fruit?
Yeah, would be fine, yes. Just through until the cold weather comes. And then when you see you've got good new growth, then you can decide what's dead and you can trim that off. Or you can leave it until even spring and trim it back then. But I wouldn't be doing anything at this stage. But that's really sad because you're doing so well.
It's been beautiful. The fruit's been lovely.
It was probably that day at the end of November, was it? That awful...
It was only a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, all right. We'll move it into a spot where it's morning sun, afternoon shade. So a little bit of sun but a little bit more protection. And then when the weather cools down later and after you've got this new growth, you can move it out again. Keep an eye on it and let us know how you get on. It's so nice to hear from you.
I will. Thank you.
Good on you, Robin.
Okay, good on you, Robin. You.
In the pot you go. Yeah, thank you, Don. Charmaine planted ours in one of those big long tubs we've got. They were outstanding blueberries.
Oh, look there.
How big did she say hers were?
Robin said hers went up to about waist height, so that'd be about a metre.
These probably would be too,
Wow.
Look, with all the rut, amazing.
I know, everything's just growing so mad. Dessert. We had that conversation last week,
we did. 13 13 32 is the number. Hi, Cherie.
Oh, good afternoon,
hi.
Jim and
Judy.
Ellie.
Hello.
I wanted to ask you about violet.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I have mum's violet patch. And years ago, I can remember her cutting them right down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And she always had lots and lots of lovely violets, and there was always a bunch for me when I arrived here.
Wonderful.
Yes, and I still have that patch where she grew them, and it's only for violets and some eau de cologne mint, and that's all that's there.
Wow.
But when do you do that right down?
Cherie, aren't you wishing now you'd taken a bit more notice of what your mother was doing?
I wish I had, taken notice of the time.
Exactly, a lot more things that our mums are no longer with us and we start thinking, oh, my goodness, if I'd only listened to this and I'd only remembered that. I've got that recipe and I knew when to prune violets. So. Now, I would... If you're going to cut them back really hard, then I would do that after they flower in the spring. So they usually do flower late winter and spring, and then that's the time to cut them back. But the other thing that you can be doing is just watching them now, because they tend to kind of get clumping up and really thick, and I would be inclined to even thin them out a little bit now. Take some of the clumps out and just open it up a little bit so there's more sun in there as well. The other thing that I think would be a help with them, apart from just a general purpose fertiliser, probably in autumn would be better, but a little bit of lime too, because they like a little bit of a sweet
lime.
Soil, yes,
yeah.
And I think a bit of lime or dolomite would be a good thing to do for those violets.
Well, I pulled them all out last year because I have this horrible buttercup weed. And some of those had got in there and I couldn't pull it out, so I pulled all the violets out and pulled all that buttercup stuff out. And then replanted the violet.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good thing to do. Yes, that should have given them
fresh.
Yeah, that should have given them a fresh start. Just make sure that they are getting a reasonable amount of sun. I mean, we think of them as being shade plants, but if they don't get a few hours of sun, probably morning sun is best, then that's going to cut down the flowering as well.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right.
All right, Cherie.
Okay, Cherie, let's know how you get on. Good luck with it.